Last night, Father Mariani and I were reading through the beautiful cards that our faith formation students and many of you had made for us for Priest Appreciation Sunday a few weeks ago. I did not know about this holiday before, but I like it very much. The cards were simple and beautiful. Some have drawings, some even have stickers, and most of them have a brief message written inside. My favorite of the messages goes like this: Father Benjamin, I rarely feel the urge to fall asleep when you are preaching. I appreciate the honesty of this child. But more than that, I appreciate the simple gift of those simple cards, because they represent something much greater. That seems to be the way for many of us. We treasure the very simple gifts which mean so very much. These are the cards that we keep in a box that we pull out and read when it's a rainy day outside, or more often, a rainy day inside. These are the phone messages that we keep and listen to again. These are the emails that we do not delete. These are the invitations for events long past that we do not throw away. These are the pictures that are so precious that we actually print them out. These are the simple gifts that mean so very much. These are the simple gifts whose meaning might go unnoticed by someone else, but are treasures in our sight. Like a cup of water and a simple crust of bread. These would go unnoticed at the tables in the banquets of the city officials in Zarephath. The simple meal would have gone unnoticed, but to the prophet Elijah, this was the food of life. This was the gift of the widow who had no more than a cup of water and a small batch of flour and a little bit of oil. This was all that she had for herself and for her son. These were the only ingredients of the last meal that they would ever eat. And she gave them to Elijah. She gave them to the one who spoke the word of the Lord and promised his promise for the future. This simple meal that one go unnoticed by others is a treasure in the eyes of the prophet of the Lord. Like two small coins in the treasury of the temple. These would go unnoticed by those dedicated volunteers who gathered each week to count the temple collection. These two small coins would have been unnoticed. But Jesus noticed. The Lord Jesus saw the two small coins placed from the frail hand of the poor widow into the temple treasury. The Lord Jesus noticed. He knew how much those two small coins meant in the life of the widow. He knew that she was giving everything from a generosity that comes only from faith in the Lord and hope in his promise. The Lord Jesus noticed the offering that would have been overlooked by everyone else, but is a treasure in his sight. Like my words and yours. Like my time and yours. Like my life and yours. What might very well go unnoticed by the rich and powerful of the world is a treasure in the eyes of the Lord Jesus. Amen.